Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. Every year when Christmas rolls around, of course, we're celebrating the birth of Christ. However, there's another birthday that I celebrate about 2 weeks before Christmas, 3 weeks before Christmas, and it's my sweetie's birthday, Bud. And if you don't know Bud, you don't know how precious he is. This time last year, he was just beginning his radiation treatments for cancer. And this year, it's a whole lot different because he is now the go-to man for anyone having to go through any kind of cancer or illness, or they just want to be around Bud because he's so positive. He prays with people. And as a matter of fact, this morning at 8:30 a.m., we had a phone call from a fella that the hospital had told us was going to be calling because they had to give Bud's number out. And he's just beginning the same prostate cancer treatments that Bud was starting a year ago. And this guy had never dealt with anything like this. He didn't know what to expect with radiation. He didn't know how he was going to do. And Bud just calmed him, made him feel so peaceful. He said, "You don't know what level of comfort you have just given me." And the guy heard me in the background saying a few things like, "Tell him about how they asked you to be the guest speaker after it was all over, and you were the one that helped at the fundraiser. And tell him how you're writing your book called The Answer to Cancer." And tell him. And so the man heard me in the background and he said, "I hear your wife back there." And so they introduced the wives. I'm, of course, Deborah, and she is Diane. So we made an pack that we're going to get together real soon for either lunch or dinner. But the main thing was they are now having the daily radiation treatments, 36, just as Bud had. And it makes all the difference in the world when someone has been there and done that, and they can now guide you through it. So every birthday of Bud's since we have been married, which is 51 years, I try to think of something really fun and different to do. Of course, we've been to so many different countries for his birthday, and we've been on cruises, and we've celebrated underneath the Eiffel Tower and at the Great Wall of China, and had helicopter rides. And last year, we went down in the Everglades, and we've just had a really fun time celebrating both of our birthdays, because every year, we are given a little bit closer confirmation that what are you going to do when you get to be 80 or 90, or like my mama, who's going to be 99 on her next birthday. I just talked to her this morning and she said, "Now we're going on a cruise in January, aren't we?" And I said, "Yes, mama, we are." And she's going, of course, with us. And we're just looking forward for her to see Puerto Rico for the first time, the Virgin Islands for the first time, St. Thomas, places that she's never been. We have, but she hasn't. And I can't believe that we have learned that every day, of course, can be Christmas. And I even wrote a song called "Every Day Can Be Christmas," which I'll probably share next week or the week after. But this week, we are going to where Bud requested. He loves the big fish in the aquariums. And so we've gone deep sea fishing. We've been all around the world and seen the beautiful, scuba diving and snorkeling in Australia at the Great Barrier Reef. But Bud's brother lives in Tampa. So this year he wants to go see his brother the night before, and then we're going to spend his birthday at the largest and best aquarium, so they tell us, in Florida, which is in Tampa. So we haven't been there, and we're looking forward to it. We're on radio the day before, so we're going to take off straight from there and drive down. And there's a great restaurant there that Bud wants to go to. And as we celebrate these birthdays, you're getting older, too. We all are. Everybody's getting older. Pat Boone was one of the people I got to interview several times when I was on the Christian station in St. Louis. And he has a song that I had never heard, but Tim Behrens, the morning guy, introduced me to it, and it's called Everybody Dies, Everybody Dies. You can Google it if you want. Pat Boone singing Everybody Dies. It's not depressing. It's uplifting. But so then we're coming back, and our friends Laurie and Doug and Cindy are planning a birthday dinner for Bud on his actual birthday. So he will be well celebrated. Right across the lake, I can look out my back window right now and see the little town of Tavares, and they're known as the seaplane capital of the world. So one year I took Bud on a seaplane ride, and they came right over our house and we videotaped, got to see down on top of the boat dock and down on top of the land. And I could even see my gazebo in the backyard. Every birthday is to be celebrated. Even if you're facing cancer treatments, even if you're going through a time of maybe being down or depressed. And I know a lot of people get depressed on milestone birthdays. And that's silly, because now when we look back, I just had a friend of mine who posted that her son's turning 50. And I said to her, do you remember how old we thought 50 looked when we were kids? And it's true, isn't it? It's all in perspective. So why not celebrate birthdays? Let me share this with you. From James chapter 1, verse 12, those who stand firm during testing are blessed. They are tried and true. They will receive the life God has promised to those who love Him as their reward. My friend, you have a life that God has promised you, and it is a great reward, and you can be blessed and be having fun and loving it no matter what, but you have to receive it first. God promises to give it to you, but you have to want it and receive it. When I was doing jail ministry last Sunday, all but one of the gals said they either had trusted in Christ as their Savior or they wanted to, but this one lady, and she was maybe 28, 30. She said, I just want to, you know, search a lot of other religions first. And I'm studying some Buddhism and some, you know, things from the prophet Muhammad. And I said, you know what? That's great. I did the same thing. I studied those as well. And they didn't give me anything. Those guys are dead and in the grave. We have been to the actual tomb of the Chinese head honcho, and that of course was Mao Zedong, and he's there. They keep fixing him up every year. They had to replaster his nose because it was melting and falling off, but people go by and they stand in line for hours, especially the native Chinese folks. It's there in Beijing. And so when we were there, they let us go to the front of the line. They had tickets that said we had paid so and so much. And I felt terrible because all these Chinese people were standing there and watching these, you know, there comes the privileged Americans up to the front of the line to see Mao Zedong. And we had left our equipment with our tour guide, and she had said, we're putting it behind this rope that we have here in this yard, and I'll stand here and watch your purses and your video equipment. You can't take anything in with you. And so here we were going through there and thinking, you know, well, now what am I going to say about this on camera when I get out? Because we like to keep a record of our vacations. We came back to see that she was surrounded by police who were trying to confiscate the things she had put behind this little rope. And we walked up and she said, they are telling me I should not have done this, but I didn't know. And these guys are yelling at her in Chinese. We have no idea what she is saying. And so she said, 1 minute, and she walked over to us as the group, and she said, grab all of your things and run when I tell you. So we're standing there behind the police. They're still yelling at her. And she said, grab them now. So we run in front of the police and grab our purses and our bags and our cameras and take off and run back to the bus. And they didn't try to stop us, thank the Lord, because it was our passports, it was our credit cards, all of our money. Oh my, we do not know how blessed we are here in America. And I know many people say we're privileged, and all I can say is the greatest privilege of my life and every birthday that we celebrate is to be able to not only know whose we are, but to know where we're going in this next life. And this is one of the psalms that often we hear at birthdays. And this is a little bit paraphrased, but it's, I find refuge in you, O Lord. I say that apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. But those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me even at night. My heart instructs me, and I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. So my heart is glad, and I rejoice. My body is secure tonight and all nights, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And that's what we pray for you this year, my friend, whenever your birthday is, or as you celebrate the birth of Christ. If you've never let him be your portion, your guide, the one who shows you each step to take, the one who gives you joy, even in the midst of cancer, even upon the deathbed, joy unspeakable and full of glory. I pray that for you today, my friend, and especially here at Christmas. So happy birthday to my sweet bud. And yes, we will have a blessed and wonderful birthday if the Lord so allows. What we plan, man can make his plans, but God provides the steps. So thank you, God, that you are our portion. You are our strength, and you are the joy. Day after day, year after year, and this year again, we will celebrate your birthday in just a few weeks. God bless you, my friends. So glad you're with me today. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.